Network. Okay, we're in overdrive. Take a few final calls. Appreciate everybody holding. Sheldon in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I have a quick question for you. Besides the Orly Tates and the Larry Sinclairs, is there anybody out here who has tried to file a lawsuit for an impeachment for Mr. Santoro? And then question for Mr. Chapman.
Sure. Phil Berg has tried, and the courts basically throw it all out. And I tell you, I'm just going to tell you, his uncle, that's the illegal alien and all that, looks nothing like him. His dad looks nothing like him. And the intel I've got from Wayne Madsen, who, again, is a big liberal. He's not bashing Obama because he doesn't like him because he's black or whatever, is that his dad is a part Hispanic, part black guy from Cuba. But I mean, you can just look at it. His dad is not his dad. And even and after I heard this years later, the State Department came out and they had to release the documents that at major universities, his dad got kicked out for getting a bunch of women pregnant. And then it was fake. And then he had fake marriages with women that had other husbands. And I'm sorry. Your question for Bob Chapman.
Just to piggyback on what you were saying, Mr. Santoro just got caught, I believe, a few weeks ago filing income taxes with an invalid Social Security number. I mean, for that and along with the murder of Donald Young, is there anybody who have any testicles to go to the Supreme Court like Orly Tates and Mr. Sinclair to file impeachment hearings on Mr. Santoro? Now, Mr. Chapman, Iran and Syria. Is there anything movement going on with World War III? I know that Gaddafi is trying to pay off something with his gold that he has stored. I just want to know if Mr. Jones, if you can finish up on my first question.
Sure. Let's get Bob's take on that. Bob?
Well, I don't have anything further than what everybody else has. And I think that they would like to have a war in the Middle East on their timetable. And what they went after Gaddafi for was everything that they had in the country there, and which was extensive. And what's going to happen to him, I don't know.
Well, we know it's bad news. Good to hear from you, Sheldon. Great points. Otter in Mass, last caller. Sorry to the others, Jared and Aaron and others. Go ahead, Otter.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How are the dams going?
Yes, quickly, I know. Three quick things. Blessings, question, and quote. Your family, you, your friends, your circle, your crew, guest contributors, Ron Paul, of course, all in the hearts of many of us. And this comes from First Nation. I want to throw in Russell Means in there as well. You've spoken of him recently.
Yeah, we've been trying to get him on really, really hard. He's in bad shape. Folks need to pray with him. Esophageal cancer, it's spread all over his body.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching some sites. The question, I've heard you a number of times say 9 states, now 12, with the arrests of people video and taping police in public. Is Massachusetts one of them? Because I've never heard the list.
I've seen the list, and I can't remember. I know it's like Maryland, Illinois, Connecticut. I think it may be Mass.
Got an article here from the Vineyard Gazette from yesterday, the 8th September. Tisbury police officer led Caleb Bacon away in handcuffs. 20-year-old, I'm sorry, for unlawful wiretapping. They do have a companion article, First Amendment to Protect Wiretapping. And, of course, it talks what we talked about, the Circuit Court of Appeals ruling.
Yeah, I know. Pennsylvania is one of them, too. We're out of time, sir, but thank you so much. We'll talk to you this Sunday, or I'll see you tonight at 7. But Bob Chapman, in closing, what do you think of the police trying to put a guy in jail for life for filming him?
Well, I think it is another one of these instances where they continue to harass the public to bring him into line and to make him do the things that they want to do. That's what that's all about, control.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Bob. We'll see you next Friday.
Centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Last night there was a picture came out last night, and it's on the internet this morning, and it's a picture of myself with, I think, the governor of Texas or something. We had several governors up there. It was the governor of Texas. And the truth is that I had never met him before. And some of the people in the media sort of, I don't believe you. How could that be true? He's your governor, and you've both been in business, political business for a long time. And it's true. We've never crossed paths. So last night we did. And the picture, of course, if you haven't seen it, is Barry is looking straight at me, and he has his hand on my arm like he's not going to let me move, and he's doing this to me. Everybody, my kids including, have been writing to me, what was he saying to you? So this morning we had a call from the Des Moines Register. What was he saying to you? And I said, well, I'll tell you what. What he was saying to me, I cannot repeat. And she said, what? I said, I'm just kidding. That doesn't matter. It'll be on the internet saying, it was so bad, I couldn't repeat it. What he was saying to me. But the truth is, I wish it were a much more interesting story than that, because I don't even recall the moment that was occurring, and I don't remember exactly what he said. We didn't have any crosswords, so I'm sorry about that. The most challenging words were said on the stage when not only I, but others called him on some of the programs in Texas, and it's
okay, so there is what Ron Paul had to say about Rick Perry coming up and grabbing his arm and wagging his finger in his face, taking the high road, saying he doesn't recall what Perry said to him. So there you have it, but you can certainly see that Rick Perry is scared of Ron Paul and is scared of Ron Paul pointing out the Hillary Clinton and Al Gore affiliations. It's one thing to support Al Gore and be the head of his campaign in Texas in 1988, and then to switch to Republican in 1990, but leopards don't change their spots easily. 1993 and 94, energetically giving speeches and writing letters and supporting national government-run single-payer health care. And the issue here is he isn't a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's not a socialist. He's not a communist. He's not a fascist. He's not a Zoroaster. He's not a Christian. He is a political chameleon who will do whatever it takes to get power. Very interesting. I talked to a good longtime friend who's a prominent businessman here in Austin, and I'm not going to say his name, even though he was like, no, don't say it. And he said, well, yeah, you can say it. Last night I went to dinner with, but I'm not going to say the name, but he knows Rick Perry very well. I didn't know this. And he said basically that Rick is a very competitive climber and basically just wants to be president and to dominate. And that's what I've gotten. I've run into Perry a few times, and he's even been on the show before to call me a big, fat, ugly, sweaty hog, and still trying to dig that audio up. A lot of you heard it. For some reason, it was 4 years ago. We can't find it anywhere. But anybody can find Rick Perry on Alex Jones' show and email it to us. That'd be greatly appreciated. We'd play that. My crew, all of them tried and failed. I tried and failed to find it again. But the issue is that I was told by this businessman that Rick Perry would give him anti-New World Order books in 1998-99, when he was still agriculture commissioner and about to run for governor, that Rick Perry would give him anti-globalist, anti-New World Order books, and that they would work out together at the country club. You know, I'm not going to get into too much more of the story, but Rick Perry. And, of course, this person is known to folks on the show, but I'll just leave it at that. If he ever wants to tell a story on air, then he's welcome to. He told me more about Perry. It was nothing really bombshell, but just that. I'm just going to shut up right there. Rick Perry giving him anti-New World Order books. That's what's so bad about Rick Perry. That's why he told a Fox News individual, well known to everyone, almost a year and a half ago at a Tea Party event in Dallas, that he got him in the green room and said, there's two people I'm afraid of. He said three at the time. He said Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and then in this governor's race, Deborah Medina. But he said, I'm scared of Ron Paul and Alex Jones. Those are the two main ones. And then added the other as a caveat. He's afraid of people that know who he is. Rick Perry knows all this stuff. I was talking to my friend, and he said we would have long discussions about it. Rick Perry's giving people anti-New World Order books, and then he's running around trying to give forced inoculations, going to Bilderberg group meetings, trying to hand over 8,000 miles of Texas roads to the globalists, Texas power companies. This is a guy like Alan Greenspan. You don't have to hear this as some story with a radio talk show host telling you about how A friend told me this about Rick Perry. This Alan Greenspan wrote essays, published news articles, what, in the Wall Street Journal and places. Harry Brown, one of the first libertarian books I read in high school, had a giant chapter. I'd say about a third of the book. What is it? I forget which. It's a compilation. In fact, guys, search it for me. Alan Greenspan's Anti-Federal Reserve writings in Harry Brown's book, or Alan Greenspan writings in Harry Brown book. Brown put out a compilation book of like five or six people himself. But the point is, it sounds like Ron Paul. See, Ron Paul got all the offers to join the establishment. He was sent to Congress. And he got in as a libertarian, one of the only ever elected as a libertarian. That's a big deal. Ron Paul knew Greenspan. Ron Paul was in the late 70s running with this whole crew. And he didn't sell out. But Alan Greenspan sold out. And then in later date, Ronald Reagan. I know people that know Ronald Reagan. In fact, I've interviewed famous people that knew Ronald Reagan. He was handing out John Birch Society literature. Ronald Reagan was running around talking about the New World Order. He had been a communist, that's on record, woke up, became more of a Republican, conservative, and then, as a governor, literally sat around at his ranch talking about the New World Order and the elites. And then in speeches, actually, we have clips of this in Jason Burmes' film, Invisible Empire, George Herbert Walker Bush running against Reagan, having to respond to the Trilateral Commission world government stuff, and George Herbert Walker laughing at Reagan. So, I mean, they're all just humans. And, you know, a lot of this is you get in a powerful position, you have enemies, and the only way you can beat your enemies is by joining the dark side. Or that's what they see. They're like, I'm tired of it. I'm a better man than these guys. I'm smarter. I'm going to beat them by compromising a little bit. And then the minute you start compromising, it's like the Ring of Doom in Lord of the Rings. You know, when the hobbits try to give it to Gandalf. And you can defeat any enemy with it. And Gandalf says, no, do not offer that to me. I would try to use that for good. And it cannot be. You cannot use the ring of power. You cannot try to use evil to then do good. The minute you start down that road, oh, it works at first. Works very well. But in the end, it will destroy you. But just to hear about Rick Perry constantly talking about the New World Order and globalism and things. And to know that he knows all this. Now, see, Reagan got in and was really trying to put in place what he believed in, and he got shot. Then they took him to a military base. They basically, from a lot of big sources, we know they gave him cold blood, which can really, you know, cause brain damage. But they started drugging him, and reportedly they would keep him. That's why he slept most of the time and wasn't seen. Then they would get him on other drugs to wake him up and then roll him out with cue cards. And it's really easy with an older person. The word is, after he was shot and in the hospital for a few weeks under military control, Ronald Reagan basically rolled out under mind control. And by mind control, I mean kind of addled, confused, a cocktail of drugs where, just like McVeigh, they'd get him drugged up for court and then let him go off the drugs, then for another interview, getting drugged up and confusing, and then rolling back out. I mean, you can give somebody amnesics. I could drop a halcyon in somebody's drink out here, and in 45 minutes, they wouldn't know where they were, and I could basically give them a script and have them say whatever I wanted. And then 3 hours later, they wouldn't remember what they did. I mean, that's your basic mind control, because Reagan would snap back in and snap back out. I remember seeing old interviews with him, and when he'd be caught off guard, I mean, he was just completely out of it at that point. All right, I said I was going to take calls today, and then we get into all the news. It's just that I thought I'd tell that Rick Perry story. You know, perhaps before my friend leaves town again, perhaps I should try to get him on air to talk about Rick Perry, because I think it was really interesting stories. So you just hear it from him. But again, he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, maybe I should. Well, it is a private club. But, well, it wasn't in confidence. Well, so we'll see what happens with that. Okay. I need to hit the fact that stocks dropped sharply amid uncertainty after Obama's job speech last night. Also, the union group taking over and holding people hostage. And then the media is like, well, that's reasonable. So we're going to analyze that a little bit. And then I promise, bottom of the hour, it's only about 13, 14 minutes away. And when we come back from that next break, I'm going to go directly to your phone calls. All right? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
They certainly have. Okay, after I take a whole bunch of calls, I'm going to get into world entering dangerous new phase. The new head of the International Monetary Fund said, of course, it's a new phase of power consolidation for them. So they are now going to basically fearmonger the population into giving them more power and establishing this private economic dictatorship over Europe that's already in control of the United States. Ancient meteorites showered Earth with gold study finds. NBC, they've done these different scientific scans of gold and find that it's not of this Earth and is younger. Well, no kidding, the Earth is part of the larger universe. And so gold, most gold is actually meteorite deposits. How interesting is that? Continuing, pensioners turned back to living off the land in Greece because things have imploded so bad under banker takeover austerity. A wealthy, cultured nation with great tourism. Suddenly overnight, they're paupers because their government signed them on to the derivatives the bankers created, the ball and chain they created. Instead of the bankers going to jail, they take over. But the people are now trying and succeeding, getting back to the land, and all this farmland not being used is now being used. And, of course, the government wants to come in and tax even private food grown for yourself. That's why there's a crackdown on the underground markets here in the United States, even if they're considered always to be legal and lawful. It's like, no. We want you dependent on us as we shut things down for social engineering purposes. Because as things get worse and you're dependent on us, you'll do whatever we say. This is the process that's going on. And obviously stocks are falling right now. We'll continue to watch that. But longshoremen in Washington storm a railroad facility, port facility, and it says six guards were held hostage for a couple of hours after 500 or more longshoremen broke down gates at 4:30 a.m. and smashed windows in the guard shack, he said. No one was hurt, but nobody has been arrested. Most of the protesters, see, now when you think of protesters, think of folks with hostages. See, they'll use a term lesser than what's actually happening to something that's reasonable to then, in the minds of people, infect the term protester with holding hostages. That's what they'll call a suicide bomber, an extremist. Then they can legally call me an extremist in the news, but it has the suicide bomber connotation. See, it's all word manipulation. Most of the protesters returned to their union hall after cutting brake lines and spilling grain from a car at the EGT terminal. And it goes on to say that the police were threatened with baseball bats. I've seen the video. And the cops backed down. And they lied and said it was only one cop. I've seen photos with a whole bunch of cops. And they backed down. I've seen in Washington State and other areas, peaceful people at demonstrations and cops come, I guess it was in Oregon, south of there, and spray mace in a big can into the baby carriage. And the lady goes, why'd you do that? And he goes, you shouldn't bring a bleeping baby to a protest. They tell them to disperse unpermitted. And so the peaceful people start going down this road and they block them in and start beating them. So see, why would the cops let people take hostages, attack things? And then it's like, oh, they took some hostages. They're just protesters. Nobody's gotten in trouble. And they say the police aren't going to do anything. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but it's because Obama is big in with the unions. And so the word has gone down, leave them alone. Now, whether you support what the unions did and see it as like the Tea Party 1776, or if you think they're terrorists, there's different views of this, they certainly are getting special treatment. So you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why is that? Is it because the government doesn't want to start a spark? Yeah, they don't want to start a spark with this group, with the unions. They want the unions to think that the government's their friend while they deindustrialize, while they ship the jobs overseas. Now, most of the unions support open borders and low-wage people coming in, unlimited. Well, that's what's really one of the biggest things driving down your wages. So, see, they just want to play unions and private companies off against each other, so the private companies just leave and go overseas. Why didn't put up with being raided or put up with the unions or put up with what happened to Gibson Guitar? So, see, it's a very complex issue. I like the fact that there are some counterbalancing unions. I think there is a place for unions, people's right to collectively organize, but it always gets abused and always gets co-opted. I mean, I look at where your union dues go universally. It pretty much goes to take my guns, take my private property, get rid of my country. And then you guys get upset when your country falls apart and blame some private company. And then you're allowed to go take people hostage. And if you'd have just dumped the grain out, I'd say, 1776.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Yep, that's what it is. The globalists believe these wars are rituals. Sorcerers of mind's destruction. All right, I'm ready to go to your phone calls. Coming up, Bob Chapman is joining us. I haven't even gotten into most of the news. Lawmakers push to approve high-tech guard tower for crowd control. That's right, for the coming collapse. Oh, and they're just now getting all this in place. No, they've been getting it ready for more than a decade. This is all part of a rollout program. And the more bailouts you give the banks, the worse things get. And then they say, give us more power, and the worse things get. All engineered. And now the new private bank of the world being announced as our savior. Google funds carbon tax groups and has Al Gore working with them, always lecturing everyone on energy consumption. Turns out they're using more power at one data center than all of Salt Lake City, Utah, a major city. Also, Ron Paul won by when the poll closed by a whopping 50-plus percent in the big MSNBC poll with 205,000 respondents. But he can't win because they say so. And other polls show he won the poll. So many MSNBC and NBC articles don't even mention Ron Paul, the winner. Got to love that. Now, there's also new fear being hyped up, booga booga. Al-Qaeda might hit you any minute. Thank goodness they've got jumbotrons going up in major cities saying don't trust your neighbor, trust government, and that's it. Okay, let's go to Rachel in New York. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I live 10 blocks from Ground Zero. I've lived in New York my whole life, and I've lived where I live now before 9/11 and bugs ever since. And it's a circus act down here right now. There's everybody running around. They're hyping up all of their it's a police state, basically. We had 6 checkpoints going to work today, 6 checkpoints going home. They are running around frantic. They have police boats in the harbors telling everybody that, you know, they're about to attack. My take on this is that they have everything in place to have an attack because they're out of bullets. So when they do attack, all very convenient that the subways were shut down a few weeks ago for that farce with the hurricane. And when they do something, it's going to have to be more spectacular than what they pulled on 9/11.
Well, there's no doubt that if a government, the people running our government, have been caught nerve gassing our own troops, spraying radiologicals on them, biologicals, killing them in thousands of different studies, adding all sorts of sterilants to vaccines, shooting little kids up all over the world with syphilis and polio. I mean, this is all admitted, and people go, but it's crazy to think that they would stage a terror attack. Well, no, it's not. And then you're like, well, they created al-Qaeda. They used them against the Serbs, the Russians. They've given them control of Libya. The head of the U.S. embassy said they were ordered to let the hijackers back in the U.S., even though they were in the terror database because, quote, that was their cover. And they told the U.S. embassy, they work for us. And then the government gets Mutalib, the underwear bomber, on Christmas Day on the plane. We tell you that from eyewitnesses a month before the Deputy Secretary of State Kennedy comes out and says, yes, we were ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency to do this. I mean, folks, this gets announced, and then it just gets glazed over. It's like, yeah, and we're all a Lockheed, number 3 in al-Qaeda, some say number 1, hanging out at the Pentagon when he's on the most wanted list, and secret meetings, no big deal. You want to sue, and you know, Judicial Watch or other groups want to know his travel records from the State Department? No, for his privacy, you don't get to have that. I mean, all of the hijackers living at military bases or FBI paying for their houses. And I'll sit there with these reporters from Nightline and MSNBC and Slate and Rolling Stone and all of it, and I'll say, do you really? Here, let me show you where the hijackers were living at military bases. Let me show you where the head of the U.S. embassy said they were ordered to let them in. And they just go, no, I don't want to look at it. And then I'll say, but you don't agree with me that it could be an inside job. No, it's just crazy. The government wouldn't do something like that. Yeah, but look at Gulf of Tonkin. Well, that wasn't as big. It didn't kill anybody. Yeah, but it led to 58,000 dead Americans, 300-something thousand wounded, disabled, arms, legs gone, faces gone, eyeballs gone, testicles gone, everything else gone, and a million dead Vietnamese. And it just goes on. I go, look at what other governments have done over and over again. And they just won't listen. Or sometimes I go, okay, well, admit to me, reporter, that at least government has used this to take our rights. And they'll go, yeah, I guess they kind of have. Then it doesn't matter. In the final equation, it's been used to take our liberties. It doesn't keep us safe. And I could go on and on and on and on. And it's not fun to get up here and say 9/11 is an inside job. But you know what? We don't have a future if we don't face facts. Okay, it's synthetic terror. They are financing the radical Muslims. And, you know, I was on ManCal this morning, and I appreciate your call. Ma'am, good to hear from you. I was on ManCal this morning, and I was bringing up Admiral Lockheed at the Pentagon, and I was bringing up, you know, trying to bring up the underwear bomber and all the rest of it. And he was having to admit that Al-Qaeda has been given control of Libya. And he's like, I do see in Project Gunrunner, you know, to blame the Second Amendment, Fast and Furious, I'm starting to get you. And I said, yeah, even Chuck Norris, you know, is waking up. And he goes, oh, well, he's the authority. Got to go, Alex. You know, that was the end of the interview. And I meant to go on and say, Chuck Norris, you know, who's made all these movies about the Muslims being the ultimate devil and drilling our troops' kneecaps because they're evil torturers, but our government's good torturing. And Chuck Norris is icon of, you know, get the Muslim extremist. And Chuck Norris is finally saying, who's a good guy? He means well. 2 + 2 = 4. He's good on the Second Amendment and sovereignty and things like that. But he likes the woodchuck Chuckabee, another fake slick guy. And you know, Chuck's been listening. He's told me for 16 years. Since the beginning of the show, he started. He's got a couple of ranches. He can hear the show. One of our affiliates we had years ago. But you know, talking to Chuck Norris, it wasn't, oh, well, Chuck Norris says so. You know, who is the boogeyman afraid of? Who does he look under the bed for? Chuck Norris. That's the variant. You know, when fascism goes to sleep, what is it afraid of? What's it look under the bed for? Ron Paul. You know, we have that T-shirt if you want to spread the word about Ron Paul and also support our operation. That's available at Infowars.com. But the issue is even Chuck Norris wrote a big article and quoted Infowars.com in WorldNet Daily Town Hall. It's syndicated column in a bunch of newspapers across the country, millions of readers. And he, you know, he said our government's helping Al-Qaeda. Our government's financing them. And our government's rebranding terrorism onto the American people, and mainly white people. And people say, oh, you're being racist, saying that it's branded to whites. No, no, no. The ad is branding it to whites. We're reporting on the racial branding. And Chuck Norris sees that. I mean, you finally get it. It's fun and tribal to get upset at people that don't look like us and then they've got big beards. And are basically the equivalent of, you know, Middle Eastern rednecks. I mean, you actually act a lot of the same, like guns, you know, the whole nine yards. They're people just like us. And if you go back 50 years, the State Department's on record paying up until a decade ago for textbooks all over the Middle East and North Africa and Central Asia, radicalizing the jihadist. And the line was, is a bulwark against communism. You know, our government, the social engineers, took the most radical forms of Islam and supercharged them and used them to put them in power all over the Middle East in the 50s, 60s, and 70s because they didn't want secular leaders there with golf courses and big hotels. And, I mean, you know, the Arabs, all those people, they want civilization. You know, they had it 4,000 years ago. They invented a lot of our sciences. So what did the British do? They went and got warlike Bedouins that were basically like cowboys, Wild Wild West folks, and gave them billions of dollars in today's numbers of weapon systems to go take over five or six different countries and turn it into one nation. And they went in and totally set up the society. And they were the ones that said, now a hood's going over your head. You know, before it was rich women who didn't want men in the market freaking out over them. Really beautiful, rich women would have servants with them, and they would have a thin veil, just like veils were in 100, 200 years ago for women here, their delicate white skin. Same, that's been in style for thousands of years, or whatever color their skin was. They didn't want sun on it. And so women would have a veil in the hot 120-degree temperature if they went out. They would have gloves on. But the British went in and said, no, women aren't going to college. You're going to wear bags over your head. And again, then use that whole threat to then menace the West and say, we're taking your rights away because these crazy people are coming to get you. I mean, this is how it really works. And then they play us off against each other, and the bankers destroy both Christendom and Islam at the same time. What Albert Pike wrote about in 1878, the Illuminati. Okay, I said I'd take a lot of calls, and I'm not doing it. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. We're talking about 10 years later, 9/11, your views on the whole thing. Go ahead, Julio. Welcome.
Alex, pleasure speaking to you as always. 9/11, man, I can't believe it's already been 10 years. I was 11 years old when the false flag attacks took place. And I remember one thing specifically from that day. I come home from school, thank goodness my school didn't allow us to watch any of that propaganda on TV, so I didn't get filled with that propaganda from the beginning. But I remember watching Building 7 collapse live on ABC, and I remember thinking how weird that was, just because, you know, all throughout that day, well, what did we hear? Oh, you know, the Twin Towers got hit, you know, Pennsylvania and the Pentagon and whatnot. So I remember seeing Building 7, you know, collapse, and then...
And the reporters were down there. Yeah, again, I heard it on radio, TV, and the clips later did surface that I'd seen. People dug them out. People found them in digital archives. And they kept saying, well, 7's going to fall on its own footprint. And the government may blow it up. And then, yeah, they're getting ready to bring it down. And then, oh, it's already fallen when it hadn't fallen. Because the cops were having to be, the cops weren't part of it. So the government had to tell the cops, the feds did, and the firemen, get back, we're bringing it down. So cops went to media and said, they're getting ready to bring it down. Then the feds got behind blowing it up. And so it's like, well, they said they're going to blow it up. And then they came back and said, it fell, but we didn't blow it up. I mean, we had them on 7. We have the cops saying, get back, they're getting ready to bring it down. I mean, we have them on CNN. We have the blast squibs. And when Barry Jennings came out and said, yeah, they blew up the building, you notice he died a month later, but and he was the deputy head of emergency management. I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, just doing all the research, being awake the last couple of years in college, just seeing what we're seeing right now with the preparatory phase for another false flag. The exact same thing happened on 9/11. I remember I did a report in school, and I found Operation Amalgam Virgo, June of 2001, with a CIA asset, Osama bin Laden, on the cover. And on that document, it specifically stated about hijacking planes and going into buildings. I mean, this was a couple of months before 9/11. Now,
and then the CIA ran drills of the Pentagon and the World Trade Centers being hit by planes a year before, 6 months before, a couple months before, and then the day of the event, and then we have the air traffic controller tapes going, get the simulations of the drill off my screen. It's confusing me. That's how they got NORAD and everybody to stand down, because they were told, it's a drill. It's a drill. Sorry, go ahead.
No, no worries, Alex. Just looking at all the preparatory phase right now for false flag, as the first woman mentioned a few moments ago, they're going to have to do something worse than 9/11. And, you know, I'm hearing Steve Quayle talk a lot about the possible biological attack. And, you know, I see, you know, I mentioned this on your show a couple months ago, how the University of Illinois Chicago received a grant, a couple million dollars to make anthrax viruses. You hear about, this is crazy, Alex. This is really 1984 state. The last 10 years, we're living in the New World Order.
Oh, absolutely. And they've got all these movies, Julio. I appreciate your call. All these movies coming out about the plague is coming. Take your shots. The plague is coming. And this is a military-industrial complex banking pharma system that is obsessed with putting stuff in vaccines, water, food, obsessed with giving people autoimmune diseases and neurological problems. And I mean, we this is a system that's been caught over and over again trying to hurt people through the vaccines. Here, let me go take a shot. And by the way, I hadn't gotten to that yet. Here is Prince Charles, London Telegraph. He gave a big speech. Mankind faces extinction. The Prince of Wales is warned, unless humans transform our lifestyles to stop mass consumption, runaway climate change, and destruction of wildlife. Now, the elite are running pell-mell for a power grab with genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping. They could care less. But then they always claim they care about the environment to get us to give up control of our private property, to let them into our houses, the green police, the control, the selective enforcement. But see, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When they release bioplagues that only kill a few hundred million, then everybody locks down, does what they're told. They're saying the bioplague is coming because of global warming. You'll be taught it's your fault. Then you'll take all the shots they say to protect yourself, even though it kills a lot of people. Oh, it's still worth it. You know, this guy didn't get vaccinated and he spread it to a bunch of people, so you don't have a choice. Then they set that precedent to force inoculate. Okay? And then once that's in place, then the big mega attacks come. And they are just getting this big police state in place. World government is the extermination pen. World government is only the guillotine. Once the world government's finished, the head goes in the guillotine. By the way, Rob Dew had to go to a funeral, and he gave me an article the other day, and I sent it to Kurt and everything 2 days ago. and it was about, was it in Phoenix? They had live explosives in a drill, and they got lost. And that looked to me like an attempted false flag. And I mean, this is coming in so fast that I can't even keep track of it all anymore. And I forgot to even cover that. And I can run around everybody. And guys, go to the search engine. Security test, live explosives lost at airport. Live explosives lost at airport. Search that for me. That was 3 days ago. My goodness, I didn't even, because it was like 8 o'clock at night. We'd done the TV show. Dude's like, look at this. And I'm like, I am at the Nemo and Watson. They may have done something. I never saw it. And it got no attention. Nobody talked about it. And I just can't even keep track of it all anymore. But here's one, Fort Worth Star Telegram. Mass casualty exercise scheduled in Tarrant County. That's up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on 9/11 weekend. Hundreds of military reservists, civilian firefighters, and medical personnel will stage a mass casualty exercise involving explosives and helicopter evacuations in Western Tarrant County this weekend. Yeah, they do it to, again, create the perception that there is a disaster, there is an emergency, that the terrorists are real. There it is. The guys found it. Explosives stolen from Phoenix Airport may have been found, police say. And then you read it, and it turns out it was part of a drill. And, again, real explosives. They're probably trying to set somebody up, and they figured it out.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Police admit mistakes in stolen explosives case. Acting Phoenix Police Chief Joe Yonner wants to know which officer wasn't watching explosives at Sky Harbor International Airport when they were stolen Friday. Now, do you believe any of this? Statistically, they do a drill, A, with real explosives, and that in the rare drill, using real explosives, they happen to get stolen. This is their excuse for getting caught or somebody blowing the whistle. And this is their problem. When they see the sharp-dressed man ordering them to get the underwear bomber on the plane, and my listeners, 9/11 truthers, are watching, they blow the whistle, and everything they said turned out to be true. Sounded outrageous. U.S. government got him on the plane. Turned out it was true. No investigation, no nothing. Now there's police. Now there's others that know and know how to keep their mouth shut and just get out to the right people. That when there's a drill, listen, if you're ever, somebody wants to hire you to be part of a drill, and that's why they have these drills, hundreds and hundreds of them per country, is that then they'll have an unannounced drill that goes live. And they'll tell you, yeah, you're going to practice going in the subway with a simulated backpack bomb. Okay, Hassan? You're a good school teacher. You know, you're writing essays against radical Islam. And we're going to have you even shoot a video for training, you know, for all. And then they get everybody in a little room and everybody practices it. Okay, this is the tabletop simulation. And you're meeting with the head of the underground here in England. And we're running a drill of attacks. Remember the exact drill, the exact targets, exact trains and exact bus attacked at the same time, exact same place. That's BBC News. And then they blow the guys up. But a few of them got wise and ran, and it came out in the news at Canary Wharf. They caught him, and the police gunned him down and killed him, and then that was kept quiet. It was on the news. They gunned him down, killed him, and said, don't worry about it. Then they got other people part of the drill they had to track down and kill. This is how America and England and the world operates. So does anyone believe they lost three nuclear weapons a few years ago? Out of Minot on the B-52s, the cruise missiles. Does anybody believe that? Does anybody believe that they had real explosives and then in the drill they got lost? When all they would do is have something that looks like explosives and put residue on it. Instead, this was giant kegs of plastic explosive right before 9/11. Everybody's criticizing the TSA. My God. My gut tells me, I'd say about a 90% chance they were planning to blow up an aircraft. And they would have picked one that a Muslim was getting on. They have the flight manifest, sometimes weeks ahead. Who they want to set up, they'll go put stuff on your laptop, and then they've got you. Habib Hassan, he did it. Oh, look, Habib Hassan, this will be a good plane. That sounds real Islamic. That'll scare the public. Go with Habib Hassan. Again, this is hypothetical, folks. It's not a real Habib Hassan. It's like a John Doe. And then they do it. But somebody blew the whistle on this bad boy. And they're like, oh, jeepers, real explosive got stolen. Real explosive trying to get through the airport. Right. And I see this happening a lot. By the grace of God, we've done our work in the last 10 years, and people are looking and watching. Good police officers, good citizens, good firefighters, good FBI people. The folks that send me information. But I'm telling you right now, folks, they could do anything. They could nuke a city and say Al Qaeda did it. They could, but they're also getting ready to say right wingers are going to stage terror. They could stage terror and come arrest me. I mean, they mean business, ladies and gentlemen. And it goes on that on the Labor Day weekend, they were shipping through high powered explosives through Terminal 4, and then the bombs got stolen. Does anyone believe that?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.